This is Monk Ellen speaking from the Absolute Monastery in Campo, California. My title is Christmas is Revelation Time. When I remember or when I think of Christmas, I tune in the time when I was a child. This pure, innocent, wonderful thoughts which and feelings I had when I was a kid, they are just unique. And they are wonderful to just experience right here, right now. And I can see myself standing at the window at our house and watching this wonderful red sky. It was a very special red sky in December, in this dark December evenings. And I looked outside and I thought, wow, of course it's red, because all the angels are baking cookies for Christmas. And I saw them flying, passing by. When I looked at the window, I saw the Christ child passing by and all the angels. And I was living in my dream world, so happy and wonderful. Well, Christmas Eve was a very special day in our house. It was finally closed. They were finally closed, the office, and all the employees. Sometimes it was 2 o'clock when they left, and we were waiting for lunch, but getting ready for the Christmas evening dinner. And until the dinner was ready, we were excited. Not only because of the gifts, but because of the special atmosphere. There was an atmosphere, there was a smell in the house, which was just typical for Christmas. And then when the moment came and we finally were standing in line to open the door, and a little bell was ringing, and we went in the room, in a big room, decorated beautifully with a tree. Just the tree was blinking with so many little lights. And here I was standing in front of the tree and ready to read the Bible story. And this was a very joyous moment for me, a very holy moment for me, actually, to read the story of the birth of Jesus. And afterwards, we always, my sister and I, we had prepared a little poem, and every year a different Christmas poem. And that was our pride, to say this poem in front of the Christmas tree and say it perfectly. And then we were singing and having a good time, the family together. But the highlight of the evening was the moment when I was given the permission to read out of the Bible. And there came the time that the Christmas story of the birth of Jesus was not anymore so appropriate, it seemed. Because when my mother said to me, "Look, I have something else for you to read. Would you think that is a good idea?" And she came up with one of the four Gospels from John, what's the Evangelium? One of the Gospels from John. No, it's John, where it speaks of, where it says, at the beginning was God. Well, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and God was the Word. And I was about 12 or 13 years old when I read this part. And I didn't understand it at all, but I felt very special about it, because I could feel there was more to it than I could understand at the time. And for many, many years, I was thinking about the content and the sense letting reveal these deep words or this content, which was for me very philosophical just at that moment already. And years passed, and never I could come to a conclusion until I read my lesson in the Art and Science of Wholeness, which was the third lesson, and it's called The Word. And then it says, the Word was in the beginning, and that very Word was me. And I am was the Word. The same was in the beginning with me, God. And everything came to be by my hand, and without me not even one thing that was created came to be. The life was in me, and the life is the light of man. And the same light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. Well, there was a revelation for me. There I was born new, understanding that I am the creator of my world, that I create by my word, and without the thought behind, there is no word. So what actually was said, the thought was in the beginning, and that very thought was me, and I am was the thought. I am the thought and the thinker. And this is the revelation. This is celebrating Christmas, smelling, feeling, sensing Christmas in that innocence like I was as a child, just being born new in this awareness, who I am and what I am, and living my reality, living my divine self, living who I am, being God, and living my thought and creating my thought based on who I am. And this is really celebrating Christmas, revealing Christmas, to be rejuvenated, rebirthed, reinvigorated in a new power of who I am. I like me. And this is what is my thought, and this is my creation, and this is Christmas revelation. I love you. Happy Merry Christmas.